With this ring, I the divorce?
Well, not exactly, but breakup rings are suddenly a thing. So says Lauren Bach, a jewelry designer.
She got married last year, designing her wedding ring with a 3.5-carat emerald cut stone.
I had the phrase from the Lizzo song, Soulmate, engraved on the inside, Damn, She's the One. And the idea in my mind at the time was that, you know, I was committing to a lifelong partnership with someone.
But they split up just 4 months later.
That was completely unexpected. And just like one of those rug pulled out from under you, your whole life falls apart in one conversation, one 40-minute phone call kind of thing. But I think that there are hopefully going to be results of the divorce that I do want to commemorate. Things like my resilience, my ability to rely on myself.
So for her breakup ring, Bach kept the same Lizzo engraving and setting style, but went with a different diamond. Plus, she found support via her online community.
I got a lot of comments from people being like, babe, this is a new business for you. Divorce rings. Let's go. I'm divorced. I want one. You know, it just kind of cheering me on and like, let's make lemonade out of lemons.
Bach says her small company has gotten 4 times more orders for divorce or breakup rings recently, and she appreciates the positive tone of the attention she's received.
I do think it's all been very respectful and very celebratory. The news has really focused on the resilience that you need to go through a divorce and the inner strength that you need and the courage that that requires to completely reimagine your future and yourself as a now single person.
A similar, albeit larger response came from a posting by model Emily Ratajkowski. She shared how she'd taken the diamonds from her engagement ring and included them in 2 different rings following her own divorce.
Bach says these breakup rings highlight alternative ways for women to value themselves outside of marriage.
Talk about finding a silver lining and capitalism.